COVID numbers in Massachusetts are up, and health officials have confirmed the first detected case of the Omicron variant. All of this has reignited debate over the state's COVID testing in public schools. WBUR's Gabriela Emanuel reports on whether enough students are participating in the program to make the results useful.
After May, Ellen Therry learned about several COVID outbreaks in her kids' school district. She started asking questions. She remembers turning to her kindergartner, wondering, how many students in your class are getting routine COVID testing?
And she was like, well, it's me, and she named three other students.
The principal at this Boston public school told Ellen Therry that in the school overall, 60% of students have returned consent forms for COVID testing. That's a little higher than the district average of 50%. To Ellen Therry, who's a pediatrician, that didn't seem like enough. Taking her daughter to school the next morning was hard.
She went off with her backpack, and I was filled with so much dread and worry.
Those numbers are also concerning to Ramnath Subraman, a professor at Tufts University and an infectious disease physician.
If you're only testing about half the students routinely, then you can easily miss cases in the other half of students, right? Thinking epidemiologically, that would really seem to be insufficient.
He points to K-12 school districts that have mandated COVID testing for all students.
And that's something that, for example, the Los Angeles School District has taken on.
Massachusetts has taken a different approach. Here, parents have to opt in to the testing program. State officials have touted the results.
It's the broadest and most significant testing program in the country for kids and staff in schools.
Governor Charlie Baker spoke on GBH radio last week. He said about 2,000 schools across the state are participating.
We test all the kids, for the most part, in school every week.
But school districts report the rate of kids getting tested varies widely. Just about 25% of students participate in Lowell public schools. In Lawrence and Springfield, it's only 40%. Compare that to Cambridge, where participation is as high as 75%. And the numbers vary a lot even within each district. Bisola Ojukwutu is the director of the Boston Public Health Commission, which advises Boston public schools.
That brings up issues of health equity. So there are going to be some populations, some parents who are overwhelmed with other things, or it may just have escaped them to even, you know, sign the consent form.
COVID testing rates in Boston schools can vary from 90% to as little as 30%. Ojukwutu says the numbers would go up if the state enrolled everyone and let parents notify the school if they don't want to participate.
Our thought is that this should actually be an opt-out process as opposed to an opt-in process.
But state education officials say they can't do that because of student privacy laws. They declined to discuss the testing program with WBUR. May Ellen Therry says if Massachusetts is going to use an opt-in model, there needs to be a major outreach effort to get more kids signed up. So far, she's not impressed. She says about a month ago, she attended a parent meeting for her daughter's school.
And it was just clear to me that there had been very little advocacy and education and outreach to parents.
Now, Ellen Therry says several COVID cases at the school, including in her daughter's class, have spurred more parents to sign the consent forms needed for testing. She says schools should make testing rates public and easy to find so parents know how much testing is and isn't happening when they send their kids into school. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriela Emanuel.